This is Ozarks at Large. National Geography Awareness Week began yesterday, and it will run through the end of this week. The theme for the observance in 2010 is freshwater. According to the National Geographic Society, only about 1% of freshwater on the planet is available for human use. A major concern for the 21st century is, will there be enough water for a growing population? Tomorrow, a group of local entities, Beaver Water District, the University of Arkansas, the City of Fayetteville, the Washington County Extension Service, and CH2M Hill will combine to give local elementary school students and later the public a workshop about water and our relationship with the resource. The sessions will be held at the City of Fayetteville's Westside Wastewater Treatment Plant. Adam McClymont works at the treatment facility where he's an operations supervisor, and he's helping organize tomorrow's event.
What's going to be going on is there'll be a number of hands-on exhibits, video presentations, activities, and then also a number of tours throughout the facility. So we'll be giving tours of the wastewater plant. We'll be doing hands-on exhibits. Hopefully we'd like to see a lot of young students and members of the public excited to learn more about freshwater resources.
I imagine for many of the visitors, this will be the first time they've been specifically to this newer plant, but maybe to a wastewater treatment plant ever. What sort of some of the biggest surprises that people come away with?
Well, a lot of times people are surprised, just to begin with, that the wastewater plant is there. For a lot of people, the experience is that their wastewater is somehow gotten rid of and treated before it reaches the environment. And
out of sight, out of mind.
Exactly. And where that changes is the actual wastewater plant is where all the action happens, where we take water that could potentially pollute streams, also harm human health, and treat it to standards where it's harmless in the environment and harmless to humans.
What sort of activities? You mentioned the video presentations. What sort of things will you take the kids through?
What we'll be doing is several videos highlighting freshwater awareness. Also, there'll be some hands-on exhibits. Some of those exhibits will include an animated wastewater display, samples of various phases of the wastewater process, a sustainability station, a Secchi tube, also a trivia water wheel, and some other water games.
And this is in conjunction with the City of Fayetteville, University of Arkansas?
Yes, our sponsors are the City of Fayetteville, University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture, Beaver Water District, and CH2M Hill.
Some people might not be as familiar with the name CH2M Hill as they are, of course, with the University of Arkansas.
Well, here in the City of Fayetteville, CH2M Hill contracts out the operation and maintenance of the city's wastewater treatment facilities. On a larger scale, CH2M Hill is a national, international engineering firm that does work such as the London Olympics, the Panama Canal expansion, and other engineering-related projects.
So tomorrow you're going to have, third through sixth graders walking through?
Yes, and we may expand that to a little bit of a larger range of school groups.
How long does the tour take for the school groups?
We're hoping to have the entire session to be approximately 2 hours per school group. Part of that will be in a classroom type setting, and then part of that will be out in the field. The wastewater plant actual tours should be approximately 30 to 45 minutes.
What are some of the things they find out in the classroom setting?
They're going to be learning how humans interact with water. So from the fresh water that we use, how does it get to them? What happens when it can become polluted? And then how do we make sure that it's treated before it's discharged to rivers and streams?
And there is a portion that's open to the public as well in the afternoon, right?
Yes, between 2:30 and 4:30 p.m., we will be inviting out members from the public to come by and experience some of the same exhibits and also plant tours.
How often do you do this?
Well, the National Geography Awareness Week occurs once per year, and this year's topic happened to be fresh water. And so in conjunction with that topic, we wanted to kind of talk about fresh water on a local scale here in Northwest Arkansas.
Adam McClymont is an operations supervisor with CH2M Hill, a national and local sponsor of this week's observance of National Geography Awareness Week. This year's theme for the week is fresh water. School groups and the public will be taking tours of Fayetteville's Westside Wastewater Treatment Plant tomorrow.